and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. Several ex-police officers in Memphis have been indicted in a deadly traffic stop. CBS's Steve Futterman has more.
The five officers already fired from the force now face second-degree murder charges in Tyree Nichols' death.
Simply put, this shouldn't have happened.
David Roush is director of the Tennessee Bureau of Investigations. Nichols died 3 days after being beaten by the officers following a traffic stop. District Attorney Steve Mulroy.
Each of the five individuals played a different role in the incident in question. The actions of all of them resulted in the death of Tyree Nichols.
Nichols and the officers are all black. Body cam video of the incident will be released on Friday. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
President Biden is calling for peaceful demonstrations, and many big cities say they're preparing for possible protests. An Islamic extremist has been convicted of killing eight people in New York City in 2017. Saifullah Saipov ran over the people on a popular bike path with a rented truck. More from CBS Evening News anchor Nora O'Donnell.
A federal jury convicted an ISIS-inspired terrorist who killed eight people by ramming into them on a bike path with a rented truck. The 34-year-old immigrant from Uzbekistan now faces a possible death sentence for the 2017 Halloween Day attack. Among the victims was a tourist from Belgium who was riding bikes with her family members.
Next month, jurors will review more evidence to decide whether or not Saipov deserves to be executed. After some highly publicized incidents, the National Archives is asking former U.S. presidents and vice presidents to recheck their personal records for any classified documents. CBS's Steve Dorsey in Washington.
The National Archives request was sent to representatives for as far back as the Reagan administration. The National Archives says it's to ensure compliance with the Presidential Records Act. One spokesman for former President George W. Bush tells CBS he's, quote, confident that no such materials are in our possession.
CBS's Jim Crisula has details of a major fraud scheme in the medical field.
25 people in South Florida have been charged by federal investigators with being part of a fraudulent nursing diploma scheme. The bogus diplomas and transcripts allowed purchasers to take the National Nursing Board exam and, after passing it, to obtain licenses and jobs in several states. Each defendant faces up to 20 years in prison.
The scheme involved nearly 8,000 fake nursing diplomas issued by three now-defunct South Florida nursing schools. Public water agencies in California will be getting more water from the state because of recent heavy rain. State water officials say agencies will be getting 30% of what they asked for. That's up from the 5% state officials had announced in December. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Do you know what people see when they Google you? Search engines don't always get it right. And when they're wrong, it's your reputation on the line. So what do you do when you don't agree with your search results? Call Reputation Defender at 800-401-6681. Reputation Defender by Norton is one of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. We have over a decade of experience in fixing people's search results, and we can help you too. Using cutting-edge approaches, Reputation Defender pushes unflattering information down to lower pages of your search results, where few people ever look. We also promote the good stuff so that it rises to the top, letting you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. You owe it to yourself to take control with Reputation Defender. Visit www.reputationdefender.com or call 800-401-6681 for free advice on your situation. 800-401-6681. That's 800-401-6681.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages,
start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're a serious comedy to start your day.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. The railroad crossing near the Domtar Mill in Nakusa will not have working lights until spring. Drivers need to be aware when driving on Market Street in downtown Nakusa. Watch for trains and also the person flagging traffic when trains are coming. There have been several incidents where inattentive drivers were nearly hit by the train or almost hit the person trying to warn them about the train. The railroad crossing will not be repaired until this spring when crews install a permanent concrete surface. The road will be closed at that time for approximately 2 weeks during the installation. Tickets are still available for the Father-Daughter Dance on February 4th at 6 p.m. Hosted by the Southwood County YMCA and the Boys and Girls Club of Wisconsin Rapids, this annual dance is an event to create fond memories for all who attend. Tickets are $25 per family and include a flower and crown, fancy appetizers, and refreshments. And that's the news update on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Lows around 10 above. Overnight, under mainly cloudy skies, winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Snow likely. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 30, overcast skies. Cloudy skies expected again. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 7 above. 1 to 2 inches of snow tomorrow through Saturday.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Currently, it's 12.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Good evening, America, and welcome. This is the Chris Hahn Show. I'm your host, Chris Hahn. The truth is on the air, and truthfully tonight, America, fresh show tonight. I know I've been a little delinquent in getting in here because of the holidays and other things, but fresh show tonight. Lots to talk about. I've got my good friend Sarah Burris joining me in a little while, and we'll talk about Georgia. We'll talk about the marriage equality bill that passed both the House and the Senate this week. We will talk about the Supreme Court, the indictments coming down from the January 6th committee. We'll talk about all that stuff. But let me just start tonight with hope. I don't know about you, but I am feeling hopeful, America. I got to tell you, I look at the results in Georgia, where Raphael Warnock was sent back to the United States Senate in a state that did send Republicans to all its other statewide offices. Because the people of the state of Georgia looked at their choices in the Senate race and chose to vote for the most qualified candidate. I look at what happened in the state of Arizona, where everybody, all the Democrats won. They won every office because the Republicans that were running for office in Arizona were probably the craziest people in America. I was asked on Fox News last night, who was the wackiest Republican running in 22? Where does Herschel Walker fit on that level? And look, while I do think Herschel Walker was a horrible candidate, I don't think he was as bad as Carrie Lake or pretty much anybody running in Arizona. The guy that ran for Secretary of State to control the elections, who said, I ain't ever going to certify an election that a Democrat wins. It's crazy. Like, I ain't ever met anybody who votes for a Democrat. I live on a farm in the middle of nowhere, and all my friends are white, and we vote Republican. Carrie Lake was the worst of the candidates the Republicans put up, and she's still out there. It's a month after the election now. Election Day was a month ago. She's still out there crying about the results of the election that she lost, saying it was robbed, that she was robbed. I'd believe her more if she hadn't been kicking out John McCain voters from her rallies a couple of days before the election. I mean, did she think that she was going to win that big, or did she not really care about the results? And I also have this like fringe theory. It's like this conspiracy theory that I've made up myself. By the way, it's based none of it's based in fact. I'm making this up. I'm literally pulling this out of my rear end. That she didn't want to win.
that she would rather be hosting Saturday nights on Fox News, which I think by March of next year, she will be hosting Saturday nights. She will be the new Judge Jeanine Pirro. They'll shoot her with a soft lens, which I think is how she likes to be shot. And she'll do a show very similar to Judge Jeanine's. Probably a little more polished, which will make it not as good, because I think I loved doing Judge Jeanine's show. And I liked her personally. I know her politics is very crazy, but I've always liked Jeanine Pirro personally. But that's what she wanted. That's my theory here. And she's still going out there complaining about the election results to go back on TV. She was on every Fox News show this week complaining about the election results. Tucker Carlson's, Fox and Friends, Hannity. She's making the rounds. And in 3 months, you know, Saturday night, 9 o'clock, Carrie Lake, the Carrie Lake show. That it's coming. You know, when it happens, Giphy, make sure you hold on to this tape, okay? Because it's going to happen. We are going to be seeing the Carrie Lake show on Saturday nights on Fox News. But I'm hopeful that people like her lost their elections. And I really, like I said, I mean, I didn't hold back on my criticism of the Hobbs campaign. I thought Katie Hobbs ran a poor campaign in Arizona. I think it was a big mistake not to debate Carrie Lake. And even though Katie Hobbs won, maybe she would have won better. I don't know. She won, so I mean, maybe I'm wrong in my criticisms, but I was critical of it. I don't think Katie Hobbs won as much as Carrie Lake lost. And I also think that Arizona is trending bluer than people understand, right? And it's hard to really understand how blue they're getting in Arizona, because when you look at the crazies running on the right, you think, oh my God, that must be the most conservative state in the union. And then those crazies lose. And the outgoing Republicans, well, I might not agree with them on policy. I don't agree with them on policy at all. They were your traditional Republicans. They were the traditional country club, Chamber of Commerce Republicans. Probably slightly more conservative than your average Chamber of Commerce. They weren't crazy like Carrie Lake and the other people that were running in that state. So I guess when you're looking at it from New York, you look at Arizona and you say, oh my God, what is wrong with that state? And then those people lose. So there's really actually nothing wrong with the state of Arizona. They are not electing crazy MFers to office. They are rejecting insanity all the time. So I'm hopeful. The people of the state of Georgia rejected Herschel Walker. Now, you're saying, Chris, 47.5% of people in, or 48% of voters in Georgia voted for Herschel Walker. And I got a real, real problem with that. More, I've got a bigger problem with them voting for Herschel Walker than Carrie Lake. Carrie Lake was crazy, but she was very articulate in talking about the issue she cared about, right? At least she had an issue. I mean, I didn't agree with it, but she had an issue. Herschel Walker didn't really have any issues. He had no position on issues. He couldn't articulate where he stood on anything. And everybody's like praising him for his debate performance because he stuck to the message of just tying him to Joe Biden. Yeah. And then he said some other crazy stuff. I mean, I've forgotten some of it by now. But none of it made sense. He didn't articulate a position on any issue. They asked him about the price of insulin. And he said, maybe diabetics need to get on a better diet. So they're not diabetics. And then they don't have to pay for insulin. I mean, maybe if he was a personal trainer at a gym or the host of The Biggest Loser or something like that. That would be a good position to take when you're running for the United States Senate. You need to articulate why you feel that the cost of insulin should not be cheaper than people are paying for it or capped. Give me the reason why. You don't like the fact that Raphael Warnock worked to make it so everyone can afford insulin? Why do you think that's a bad thing? Give me some sort of ridiculous backwards argument about capitalism. He couldn't do that. But 47, 48% of people in Georgia voted for him anyway. I mean, he was embarrassingly bad on the issues. Ronna Romney tweeted out the other day that Georgians need to vote for somebody who shares their values. Can somebody explain to me how Herschel Walker shared the values of Georgians or Republicans at all? I mean, Republicans will, they say, Republicans will always support the right to life. Herschel Walker was driving his girlfriends to get abortions himself, not even that long ago. Is that a Republican value? Did Herschel Walker share that value? I don't think so. But I have hope. He was rejected. More people voted against him than for him. Hallelujah. All right, stick around. More to come. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. No, I stand my ground. Won't be turned. Down, gonna stand my ground, and I won't back down.
Have you ever seen a painting you love? Like a beautiful landscape with majestic snow-capped mountains, deep green pine trees surrounding a tall rock ledge, with a waterfall falling into a deep blue lake? I always wished I could paint scenes like that, but I had no talent and couldn't even draw a stick figure. But my life changed when I learned a simple 400-year-old technique from the old masters. In no time at all, I was doing beautiful paintings, thanks to PaintByNote.com.
Hi, my name is Eric Rhodes, inventor of the Paint by Notes system. I had no talent, yet today my paintings are selling in art galleries. With my Paint by Note method, I can teach anyone to paint. I've taught thousands, and I can teach you too. I guarantee it. Soon, you'll be impressing your friends with your beautiful paintings. I'd like to give you a free lesson to prove it. No credit card required. Just go to PaintByNote.com. Like a music note, Paint by Note. For your free lesson, go to PaintByNote.com.
Have you ever dreamt of having a podcast made about your family? Now, you can do just that with Family Sounds. Our team of professional radio and podcast producers will create audio documentaries about your family members and real-life heroes. To learn more about Family Sounds and receive a special discount, visit www.family-sounds.com. Family Sounds, your memories in a podcast.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Kirsten from Pentatonix. We've all learned how to cope with more time alone. With more time spent isolated or at home, the need for companionship has grown. If you've considered adding a pet to your family, please check with your local shelters and foster organizations. Stray pet numbers have grown immensely over the past several years, and the trauma caused to these animals is devastating. Adopt pets, they need us more than we know. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app. From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
A 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
You can't ignore the truth forever, so listen up. The Chris Hahn Show.
Hey. Yeah. Voice.
All right, I'm back. Hey, don't forget, I got a podcast. It's called The Aggressive Progressive with Chris Hahn. It's available wherever you get your podcasts. Download it for free on Apple Podcasts, Pandora, iHeartRadio, you name it, it's there. Spotify. I'm at Christopher Hahn on Twitter, Christopher Hahn NY on Instagram, ChristopherHahn.com, which links to everything else. So, it's the holiday season. I am walking around New York City and the suburbs where I live, and I see Christmas trees and carolers and the occasional menorah. I like to say happy holidays because I think it's more efficient than Merry Christmas, because, you know, there's Christmas, Hanukkah, New Year's, Kwanzaa, Festivus, Thanksgiving. They're all right there. They're all within a month of each other. But I want to address the fake war on Christmas for a second, because, you know, I've been a soldier battling for Christmas. I'm out there every day eating peppermint bark, putting up Christmas trees, buying my kids presents. I think that qualifies me as a warrior for Christmas. If there is a war on Christmas, America, Christmas has won. I don't know if I said this on this show a couple weeks ago or one of the other shows I do or my podcast, which you should download. I know I've already mentioned that. But like, I just remember back in September walking into a major box store to buy a light bulb. I needed a light bulb, a special light bulb for my daughter's light in her room. And it was September, mind you. And the Christmas trees were out. They were on display, ready to be purchased. And I just remember thinking, God, where's Bill O'Reilly when you need him to talk about the fake war on Christmas? That people will look at you sideways if you say Merry Christmas. Now, nobody ever looks at you sideways if you say Merry Christmas. I say Happy Holidays mostly, but I also say Merry Christmas, especially on Christmas. I mean, on Christmas, I say Merry Christmas because it's Christmas Day. On New Year's, I say Happy New Year's. Does that make me anti-Christmas? I mean, does it? On Thanksgiving, I say Happy Thanksgiving. On Festivus, I air my grievances like the rest of America.
and I participate in feats of strength. So, you know, when people start talking to you about the war on Christmas, and this, which is completely fake and made up and nonsense, ask yourself the question, what don't they want you to be talking about today? What is that conservative talk show host that's probably on right before me not wanting to talk about that's in the news? Is it, I don't know, the fact that the Trump Organization was convicted on multiple counts of fraud this week? Is it the fact that the January 6th Commission is about to make criminal referrals to the DOJ? And that the DOJ special prosecutor looks like he's busy? Or is it the fact that Trump's own lawyers found more classified documents in a storage facility near Mar-a-Lago owned by Trump? What are they trying to avoid discussing? Because that's the thing with conservative media. They love a distraction. And there's nothing easier to distract people than saying, oh, your holiday is not liked by the liberal elite. Meanwhile, the liberal elite, and not elite, are actively preparing for those holidays themselves. I mean, look, I'm not a very religious guy. I'm really not. But I celebrate Christmas. I know people who are atheists who celebrate Christmas. It's kind of an American thing now. And yeah, there are some people that celebrate Hanukkah, and that's good too. So maybe saying happy holidays, especially if you live in New York, where there's a really good chance that the people you are talking to are not Christian, whether they be Jewish or some other faith, maybe happy holidays is a nice catch-all so you don't have to get into an awkward conversation about what people do. Maybe people are just saying that to avoid awkward conversations. Or, as I stated earlier in this diatribe, they're stating it because there are multiple holidays to celebrate. Multiple. And they're not all religious holidays. I mean, New Year's is a holiday too. It's a very important holiday. I mean, when I was a kid, and by kid, I mean like teens and 20s, frankly, New Year's was my most important holiday. I actually wrote a book that I never really finished called A Kiss at Midnight because it was such a thing for me. And I guess I'll talk about this another time because I'm running out of time in this segment, but it was an important holiday. My birthday is at the end of the year, and those 2 weeks between my birthday and New Year's, I would reevaluate my life, and I would set my goals on New Year's Eve, and then start the year off right. Had a lot of introspection those 2 weeks of the year. Would get depressed. You have kids, though, and you kind of get over that. It's like, can't be depressed through Christmas. I have a child who loves Christmas. All right, stick around. More to come. You listen to The Chris Hahn Show.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's art supporting artists in their own words.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is going to be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
We may be thousands of miles apart, but we can still connect. And when we do, we make things better. At Child Fund, we connect children all around the world with what they need to grow up healthy, educated, and safe. Together, we co-create connections that help millions of children who live in poverty worldwide, and their families, and their communities, and you. Join us. Together, we can make the world a better place. Two small worlds at a time. Visit childfund.org to learn more.
It makes me smile, and you have a piano, but if you can play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh,
oh my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love it. Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at easterseals.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. The Indoor Soccer League is still accepting registrations at the Southwood County YMCA. This is a co-ed league for ages 16 and up. The program begins on February 5th at the Port Edwards Branch YMCA. The league will meet from 7 to 9 p.m. on Sundays. Renters who still need help with rent and utility bills after the COVID-19 pandemic need to apply before January 31st. The Wisconsin Emergency Rental Assistance Program will stop accepting applications before midnight. The program helped Wisconsin families with more than $500 million in rent and utility bills over the past 2 years. While the funds temporarily helped with rising housing costs in addition to pandemic complications, it is not a permanent solution. The federal funding is almost gone and the program will end. In sports, the Bucks beat Denver last night 107-99. Maryland defeated the Badgers 73-55. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows around 10 above. Overnight, under mainly cloudy skies, winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Snow likely. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 30. Overcast skies. Cloudy skies expected again. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 7 above. 1 to 2 inches of snow tomorrow through Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 12.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
The Chris Hahn Show.
All right, I'm back. Hey, don't forget, I got a podcast. It's called The Aggressive Progressive. It's available wherever you get your podcasts. iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, you name it, it's there. I'm ChristopherHahn.com, at ChristopherHahn on Twitter, ChristopherHahnNY on Instagram. Check me out on Instagram, please. I'm trying to build up my following there. I don't post as often there as I do on Twitter because you got to take pictures or video or something like that. But I do post, and it's good. Let's talk about Twitter for a minute. Let's talk, you know what? I don't think I've spoken at length here on this show about Trump's anti-Semitic dinner guests, white supremacist dinner guests. Let me start with this Nick Fuentes character. And I know Ye was there, Kanye, Mr. West, whatever you're going to call Yeezy. He was there and he's off his meds and he's crazy. But you know what? I'm not going to forgive him with his for his anti-Semitic stuff. And you know what? It bothers me because I really liked his music. Touch the Sky is a freaking masterpiece. And I can't listen to it, enjoy it anymore. And because, look, I'm half Jewish. My grandparents were Holocaust survivors. And when a guy goes on, you know, the Alex Jones show, and is so off his rocker that Alex Jones is saying, hey, man, calm down. I don't agree with you. Praising Hitler, a man who killed my family, murdered my family. I'm sorry. You're done. I'm done with you. And you show up at this dinner with Nick Fuentes, and Trump's saying, I don't know who Nick Fuentes is. Who's Nick Fuentes? Well, Nick Fuentes is a disgusting white supremacist, and I don't understand how these people think they are superior to anything. Nick Fuentes is like a 40-year-old virgin, and I'm not exaggerating. I don't know if he's 40, but he's close to 40. But he is a virgin. Why he's a virgin, I don't know. I'm not, you know, look at him. He don't look like he's disgusting or anything. Clearly articulate, even though he's a racist. But he hates women. I mean, if you listen to any of his comments about women, he hates them. He thinks they should be subservient to men. He thinks that having sex with women is what he calls, I won't even say what he calls it. But he doesn't think it's very masculine to have sex with women. Now, okay, look, I think Fuentes has got a problem with women, right? I think he's an angry guy. He's probably an angry guy because he grew up in a household that really hated gay people. And I don't know that Nick's gay. I really don't. But listening to the way he talks about women and sex with women particularly makes me think that he probably wants to have sex with men. And there's nothing wrong with that. And frankly, I think if people like Nick Fuentes actually did what their body wanted them to do, they'd be happier people. And they wouldn't be angry, racist, white supremacists hanging out with our angry, racist president. Anti-Semitic, racist, former president. Oh, but Chris, his daughter's Jewish. Yeah, whatever. He is an angry, racist, anti-Semite who the Republican Party has not disavowed. And I'm talking about Trump. Still. I mean, Mitt Romney aside. But I don't understand how anybody finds Nick Fuentes superior to anything. He's a scrawny little dork who has never been with a woman or a man, from what I understand. I don't know. I think getting somebody to love you and want to be intimate with you is probably step one to being a supreme being. That's just saying. I think that's kind of important. I think if you can't get any, and this is definitely a conversation that I'm going to have with Sarah Burris later. She loves these kinds of conversations. So we're going to definitely talk about it. And I'm taking her right after this break, by the way. I just think that if you ain't getting any, and you ain't giving any, you can't be supreme. You're not supreme. You're not a supreme anything other than a loser. And somehow this guy is at dinner with Kanye freaking West and the former president of the United States, who is at the moment the likely Republican nominee for president. Now, I know Republicans are all up in arms about their massive losses during the election, and they are blaming Trump for it. But you can't simply blame Trump. You had an opportunity to walk away from Trump. You had an excellent opportunity to walk away from Trump on January 6th. He tried to kill you, Kevin McCarthy, Mitch McConnell. The Democrats in the House of Representatives presented you with articles of impeachment. And the Republicans in the House voted no, with few exceptions. A few voted for it. And the Republicans in the Senate, with some notable exceptions, they voted against it too. You could have killed him then, at least his political career. You could have barred him from running for office again. You could have made him an irrelevant ant hanging out in Mar-a-Lago, Florida. Maybe he would have gotten on his plane because he would have been so embarrassed and moved to Ireland. But no, you left them there. Now he's raising money from your base, rallying them up, making them more extreme, making your elections less likely. You are the party of Trump and everything he stands for, including, I might add, terminating the United States Constitution. Yes, Donald Trump wants the Constitution terminated so he could be installed as the rightful president of the United States of America. That is something he's actually said. Terminate the Constitution. Kevin McCarthy has announced, assuming he becomes speaker, which is still an assumption, I might. He has a challenger. I don't know that the challenger is any better, but he has a challenger. Kevin McCarthy has announced that on the first day of the new Congress, the Republican majority will read aloud the Constitution of the United States for the first time in years. I think before you read a passage of the United States Constitution on the floor of the House of Representatives, you should announce to the world how you feel about the former president wishing to terminate this document you are about to read. It's like scripture, right? Republicans like to quote scripture, but they don't like to live by scripture. When you point out that Jesus said in Matthew, that which you do unto the least of them, you do unto me. You know, when I was sick, did you offer me comfort? When I was hungry, did you feed me? When I was naked, did you clothe me? No. They don't want to hear that. They'll quote other scriptures about I don't know what, but the actual words of Christ in red, they don't want to read. Oh, they like to quote the Constitution. They like to carry a pocket of it in their pocket. And they like to wrap themselves in the American flag. But they ain't going to call Trump out for literally saying, rip the document up. I got some people shouting at me, how could you say there's anything wrong with that? Nancy Pelosi ripped up his speech. Oh, no. Yeah, she tore up Donald Trump's State of the Union address, which is not the Constitution, which is not binding law, which was filled with lies, half-truths, misleading statements, and a Congressional Medal of Freedom for Rush freaking Limbaugh. Yeah, she tore that up. I would have tore it up too. That is not the Constitution. It is not equivalent. It is very, very different. This man is advocating to eliminate law and order in the United States of America. And let me say this to you, my Republican friends that listen on Republican state, conservative stations where I mostly am. When you tear up the Constitution of the United States of America to install Trump as president, you have also tore up the Second Amendment to said Constitution, which gives you the right to bear arms. And believe me, he would be coming for your guns. Tyrants don't want you to have guns, even if you think the tyrant's on your side. They don't want you to have guns. They only want to have all the guns to themselves when they're tyrants. So no. The Second Amendment goes with the Constitution. Can't have one without the other. Donald Trump wants to take away your guns. Let's be very, very clear. Right now, I'm saying it. Tweet at me if you disagree. At Christopher Hahn. Donald Trump wants to take away your guns. He has openly called for the elimination of the Constitution of the United States of America, which right now guarantees you the right to bear arms. No Constitution, no Second Amendment. Still with Trump, you redneck fools? Are you still with Trump? Because if you're with Trump, you are against the Constitution. You are against the Second Amendment and the right to bear arms yourself. So you should just turn him over. Because he's coming for them if he ever gets his way. All right, stick around. You're listening to The Chris Hahn Show. I'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Amine. Sometimes starting a conversation with a friend about mental health can feel awkward, but your support can make a huge difference. You know your friends best, so if you feel like something's wrong, trust your instinct and reach out. Learn how to start the conversation at seizetheawkward.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have arrived in Philadelphia. Local time is 3:05 p.m. and the temperature is 67 degrees. At this time, you are now free to...
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Let's face it, life looks a little different. During these times, we're doing our best to keep our minds and bodies strong. And getting a flu shot helps us stay healthy, so we don't miss out on what matters. Like having game night at home. Yeah, can't do that while sick with the flu. Now imagine family movie night that your daughter can't live without. Well, that's ruined. And don't forget your uncle's socially distanced cookout. See? That's why it's important to be at our strongest. Every year, millions of people in the U.S. get the flu. Especially now, no one has time to miss out on moments that matter. So get your flu shot. Find out more at getmyflushot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. Help SmileTrain change the world one smile at a time. Learn more at smiletrain.org/learn.
The Rick Smith Show.
where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With the I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Here's today's STEM tip. Don't throw out that old plastic bottle. Repurpose it by turning it into an awesome terrarium. Just fill it with sand, pebbles, soil, and your favorite plant. It'll grow sealed right in its own ecosystem. Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Lows dip down to about 15 overnight under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy tomorrow. Snow showers likely at times. High temperatures reach up to 33. Chance of flurries tomorrow night. Lows level off around 15. 3 to 5 inches of snow tomorrow through Saturday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 21 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM. Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Ironman. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story.
because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. Saifulo Saipov is convicted in New York City of intentionally mowing down several people with a speeding truck on a bike path in 2017. Eight people died and several others were seriously injured. WCBS-TV's Alice Gaynor on the defense's argument.
They did not cross-examine any witness or survivor, but they argued he did it for religious reasons, saying he was a supporter of ISIS, not a member. An expert who studies jihadist groups testified for the prosecution that there are two ways to become a member of ISIS: travel overseas or commit an attack where you are. The defense countered Saipov planned to die during the attack, so he couldn't have been trying to become a member. The expert said you're identified the same when the terror group claims responsibility as a soldier of the Islamic State or as a martyr for them if you're killed.
Cities around the country are preparing for possible protests tomorrow night. That's when officials in Memphis, Tennessee, are planning to release the body cam footage showing the confrontation between five former police officers and Tyree Nichols, who later died. CBS's Nichelle Medina.
Nichols loves skateboarding. His family attended a vigil at a Memphis skate park Thursday night.
We don't have to grieve alone, that we don't have to be enraged alone.
The Shelby County District Attorney says his team worked quickly to expedite the case because of its extraordinary nature. Nichelle Medina, CBS News.
Former South Carolina lawyer Alex Murdoch is on trial for the murders of his wife and son. On the stand, Sergeant Daniel Green says Murdoch did not cry while at the scene.
His immediate reaction was to start telling me about an incident that had happened with his son with a boating accident.
With the boating accident?
Yes, sir.
Had you asked him anything about that?
I did not.
Murdoch's lawyer suggests officers disturb potential evidence at the scene. The leader of the Scientology movement may be missing. CBS's Steve Futterman.
Where is David Miscavige? Attorneys have been attempting to serve him with court documents. Those documents deal with a child trafficking lawsuit filed by several former Scientology members. It also includes allegations of forced labor. Miscavige became the church leader after its founder, L. Ron Hubbard, died. Some suggest he is hiding to avoid being served and forced to appear in court.
An asteroid about the size of a truck came very close to Earth earlier this evening. Astronomer Jennifer Millard says it had it been closer, it would have just burned up in Earth's atmosphere. She says it's just one of many asteroids in the galaxy.
Well, we think we know of less than 0.5% of the ones that exist out there. We think that there are millions of them.
Southern California's Santa Ana winds, clocked at 112 miles per hour in the mountains north of L.A. today, have been toppling big rigs and downing trees. One woman was pinned by a downed eucalyptus tree in a San Diego park. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Paid for by government.com.
The 1921 to 1935 Silver Peace Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It has been over 85 years since these silver dollars were minted for circulation. But now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck silver dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1921 to 1935 original silver dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks, guaranteed. call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. silver dollars by the pound, minted during the Roaring Twenties and the Great Depression. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25 free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound of United States silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-473-1745. 1-800-473-1745.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.